views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, because every week here on the show, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. Remember, you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And please connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, as well as my brand new weird and wonderful Instagram, The Lucid Planet. Today's show is all about one of my favorite topics, which is crystals. And when I say crystals, I mean minerals, gemstones, all different varieties. I'm a huge collector. I like to write about them. I use them all over my home, both for aesthetic and energetic purposes. And what's interesting is it seems like even science is starting to catch up with what the ancients knew about the energetic power of crystals. Nikola Tesla, for example, famously said, and I quote, "In the crystal, we have the clear evidence of the existence of a formative life principle. And although we cannot understand the life of a crystal, it is nonetheless a living being." And I think that is very appropriate for today's topic, because we're going to focus today specifically on the crystal skulls. Now, there's so many questions about this. There's been so much written about this. What is the difference between the ancient tools for peace, knowledge, and enlightenment and modern fakes? Is this more than just a New Age fad? You know, crystal skulls are considered to have magical and healing qualities, but do they? What is the consciousness of these skulls, and so on and so on? There's so much to talk about. And so I'm really, really thrilled today to welcome renowned crystal expert and author of multiple books, including the Crystal Bible and her new book on crystal skulls, Judy Hall, who's coming to us all the way from the UK. And she's going to share with us about how she became involved with the crystal skulls and really why so much speculation has been written about them. And hopefully we'll get to talk a little bit as well about the metaphysics of crystal energy and incorporating crystals into healing, communicating with the stones, etc. So Judy Hall is a successful mind, body, spirit author. She has over 46 books, wow, to her credit, including the million plus selling Crystal Bible volumes 1 through 3, and the also very popular Crystal Prescriptions A to Z Guide series. I'm kind of fangirling out because I have these books and I'm just extremely excited. Judy has also appeared 4 times on the Watkins Review of the 100 most spiritually influential authors this century. And she was also Kindred Spirits MBS Personality of the Year in 2014. She is a natural psychic. She has also been a past life therapist, crystal worker, and karmic astrologer for over 45 years. And you can read her blog and sign up for her regular newsletter by visiting judyhall.co.uk. You can also get crystals specially attuned by her. We'll talk more about what that means at www.angeleditions.co.uk. Wow. Judy, it is such an honor to have you on. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you.
Wonderful. Wonderful to talk to you. I guess before we dive in, I would just love to know how you personally became interested in the crystal skulls?
Well, a long time ago, in 1976, I think it was, I went to the Museum of Mankind, as it was then, and walked into a room completely without knowing what was in there, so unprepared, and this sort of tractor beam of light pulled me into the centre where they just had a single crystal skull on display. It was absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, it was, as I saw it, it was bright blue, and I stared into this, the back of this, and was absolutely mesmerised. So what turned out to be 2 hours, I thought it was about 10 minutes, and I could see this life of a temple, looked like South American temple, going on. And it was only when I came out, when they closed, that I saw the label, which said that it was one of the crystal skulls which was supposed to have been found and was supposed to be ancient, etc., etc. I then went away and didn't think about them for probably 20 years. And by that time, they'd done some work on those skulls and found that they were, in fact, as far as I could tell, modern fakes, or reasonably modern fakes. But my own real strong interaction with skulls then started because all of a sudden I was getting this message, get a skull, get a skull. Now, I had in mind something light and bright like that one, which was clear quartz. I certainly didn't have Horace in mind, as he now allows himself to be called. He is, well, when I first saw him, very, very dark smoky quartz. He was in the window of a shop in Glastonbury, you know, the home of all things weird, wonderful and magical.
Absolutely.
And this voice said out of the window, get me out of here. And when I turned around, there was this really dark skull glaring at me, glowering at me. And the friend I was with said, he's talking to you. So we went in, came out of the shop with him. And for the next few years, he grumbled. He was not happy. His language was appalling. He'd been in a shop which was next to where all the local alcoholics and drug addicts hang out. A girl had been murdered in front of him. And he didn't have a very high opinion of human beings, as you can imagine. And he had clearly learnt his English from them. But gradually, we gave him a lot of healing. We gave him essences. We took him to sacred sites. And slowly he cleared. He's full of bubbles now. He's extraordinary. And he communicated that he was an earth healing skull. And now he has two partners, a Lemurian seed, which I was gifted, which is the light, bright, sparkling one, but also a deep, dark flint, which really feels very earthy. And the three of them work together. The Flinty, as she's called, the flint goes deep down into the earth. Horace sort of sits on the surface and mediates. And the Lemurian seed brings in energies from a very high dimension. So the three of them work together. And I must have had, since that time, about over 1,000 crystal skulls pass through my hands.
Wow.
Often stay with me for a while. Most of them move on and find their owners.
So do you feel, or have you experienced that all crystal skulls have personalities and energies, or does this vary?
It's both yes and it varies. Some of them have very clear personalities, like Horace. In fact, he was called Mr. Grumpy for a long time. But the Lemurian seed has the feeling of it being a much, much higher energy. There's no human personality to that one at all. It's purely what I would call higher consciousness, cosmic consciousness. I don't know. We don't really have the right words for it.
I did read that in your book about, is it alien? Is it human? What is this energy?
I don't like the word alien because it immediately gives people a sense of, UFO abduction, things like that.
Yep.
And so I tend to use the word star beings because I feel it is a consciousness that comes from beyond our solar system and beyond the stars. So the sense of it being star beings is much more friendly to me, that sense of, yes, they are a higher consciousness and they really want to communicate with us, help us evolve. They want to guide us. The ones like Horus really want to help the actual Earth. They want to do Earth healing. But the higher vibration crystal ones want to help humanity evolve. And then there's all shades in between. And I always think it's really important if you're inviting a higher consciousness to come into the skull, that you actually get a crystal matrix which is compatible with the kind of consciousness that you're inviting in, because the crystal will have its qualities and its oversoul. And if you invite a very high being into an earthy crystal, it's not really going to work very well.
Yeah.
But if you invite an earth healing entity in, then that's going to work extremely well. And if you're doing journeying or if you're doing communication with star beings, then you need both a crystal that's compatible and to invite a higher energy in.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to talk more about this. We are going to take a quick break. And when Judy Hall and I come back here on Lucid Planet Radio, we're going to talk much more about working with your crystal skull and crystals in general, what she was talking about with the crystal matrix and earth energy. If that's confusing any of you, we're going to clarify it. And we're also going to talk more about the myths and the legends and kind of the history of the crystal skulls. So stick with us here on Lucid Planet Radio, and we will be right back.
Yes, you can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Judy Hall, crystal expert, talking about the crystal skulls. Before we continue, Judy, I just want to make sure that all of our listeners have your contact information so they can find out more about your many books and your workshops, et cetera.
Right. Well, apart from www.judyhall.co.uk, there are also two Facebook sites. One is the Crystal Bible and the other is Crystal Judy Hall. That's where we tend to post all the information on workshops, new crystals, anything that happens to interest me in passing, hints and tips, things like that.
Fabulous. So guys, Facebook, Crystal Bible and Crystal Judy Hall. I know we're connected on there. When we left off, we were talking about working with crystalline crystal energy and how sometimes the stones are really more earth healing, grounding, earth energy, and other times they're more of a higher consciousness energy. And so I wanted to ask you, Judy, to clarify which types of stones kind of fall into each category and briefly how people can create a matrix that supports the energies they're calling into the skull.
Right. Well, for me, the denser vibration, which I call low, but I'm not judging it as not of the same value, a more solid feeling crystal like flint, one of the agates or one of the jaspers, something that is sort of solid feeling will connect, and smoky quartz especially, will connect into the earth. And the earth has its own energy field. It has an energy matrix within it. And of course, it has all the crystals in it anyway.
Yes.
And so those earthy stones plug in, serpentine, things which really have Mother Earth energy. Then you have a sort of intermediate vibration, which actually bridges the earthy and the sky. And we were talking in the break about lapis lazuli.
Yes.
That was the stone of the gods in Egyptian times. It was the gods come to earth. And I think that totally describes how that range of crystals works. And you were talking about tiger's eye as well, things like that.
Yeah, I just want to interrupt to say I'm sitting here at my desk and I have four crystal skulls just out of reach. So during the break, I just had to grab them all and hold them. And I have a lapis lazuli, tiger's eye, sodalite, and fluorite. I'll post some pictures when I put the article up. They're little ones, but they each have a very different personality. Even looking at them, you can feel it. Anyway.
So then we go to the high vibration, the ones that reach the cosmic consciousness.
Yes.
A lot of the quartzes do that. And crystals like Numite, there are some skulls coming on the market now, which are, I never know whether you say Izua or Isua, but it's the oldest known crystal in the world. They found it up under the ice sheets in Greenland. And funnily enough, although you would think that I was probably the most earthy, it seems to have the seeds of consciousness that came to Earth, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So crystals like this really provide a home for these other beings to take up residence. And then I think the art of working with skulls and the art of getting to understand them is to be able to feel both the crystal's own matrix, because all crystals of any type are connected right around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel and sense that, and then into that comes this higher being. And if it's compatible, it's like we have in a physical level, and then we have a much more subtle soul or spirit level. It becomes like that. It's a sort of synergy of the two, which mm-hmm. enables the very high energies to be stepped down so that we can actually access them here on the earth.
Why do you think, Judy, that people are kind of afraid of the crystal skulls? And, you know, there's been all this legend and stories. What is it about them that creates such strong reactions in people?
I think actually at one level, it's a sort of primal fear, because they're skulls and death. And people have lost that sense now of actually celebrating death as a passage to the next life. They see it as an end. But also, it hasn't been helped by myths that have been created.
Yeah.
If we talk about one of the most famous skulls, which was the Mitchell Hedges,
yes,
which is the one that Indiana Jones was founded on, you know that. And
yes,
if you ever watched, there was a program in, I think, the 80s, my memory's hopeless, where this skull revolved around. That was a copy of the Mitchell Hedges. Now, the story goes that Anna Mitchell Hedges found it in the 1920s at an excavation.
Mm.
But actually, it's one of these, is it fake, is it not questions, because
yes,
there is evidence from a receipt from Christie's that her father actually bought it very much later. But her father, Mitchell Hedges, was an author. He wrote Rollicking Boys Adventure Stories, and he called it the Skull of Doom. And he gave it this legend about death following it and all of the stuff that makes people go, ooh, I don't think I want to meet one of those, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been renamed the Skull of Love since then.
I like that.
And I think, oh, it's so much nicer, isn't it? And
yeah,
I think, I know from when I do talks, I usually do a talk before I do a workshop so that people can handle the skulls. They can
yes,
feel them. And then the numbers always double for the workshop the next day because they realize they aren't scary.
No.
And I mean, some of them are made to look deliberately, the modern ones. You know, you have screaming skulls, and I
yeah,
just look at it and think, really, was that necessary? You know? Because they aren't the most beautiful of objects, the screaming skulls.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who gets attracted to those. But certainly the other skulls, once you have handled one, all fear goes away.
Yeah.
And the most skeptical people, I have a friend who's a lawyer, and he said, oh, I'm far too rational. And then I put a skull in his hand, and he went off with it, and it now talks to him. And he says, how did that happen? You know, he didn't set out to talk to it.
No.
But that skull thought it's time that he learnt about our consciousness. And this is what tends to happen. People very rarely, in my experience, sit down and think, no, I need a crystal skull. I think I'll go and buy a crystal skull.
Right.
It's much more that a crystal skull sort of taps them on the shoulder metaphorically and says, excuse me, isn't it time I got your attention?
they find you in
the funniest ways, because somebody came to a workshop and I had a big lapis lazuli skull there. And he walked in and went, there's my skull. And I looked at him, he said, he came to me in a dream last night and said, you'll find me tomorrow.
I love that.
Yes. And he said, I'm not psychic. I'm not really into all the weird and wonderful things that you do, you know, pointing to me and a few other people who are in the room who work as healers and, you know, crystal people. He said, but I knew when I had that dream, I had to come. And I knew you would have my skull. And he even had the name. It was called George.
George.
And he said it had to be a pragmatic name. Because if he'd had an exotic name, he wouldn't have believed it so much.
I love that. Very quickly before the break. So is there any prerequisite, Judy, for what someone needs to do to be able to work with a skull and care for a skull?
Have an open mind. Mm. I think if you go in with no preconceptions, no idea of this is how it should talk to me, then you will be fine, because they communicate in many different ways, which I'm sure we can talk about after the break.
Absolutely. And we are going to talk about that after the break, because, of course, people receive psychic information and information from crystals in very different ways. And so when we come back from the break here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, Judy Hall is going to share with us kind of how you know if you're attuned to your skull, how to communicate with your skull, and also how to use it for journeying or scrying or healing, etc. So stick with us, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams.
Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Judy Hall talking with us about the crystal skulls and crystal energy. Now, Judy and I had a really important discussion during the break that I wanted to bring up before we talk about communicating with the skulls. It's really important to recognize that these skulls can be made, the modern skulls, such as the ones that I'm looking at or the ones that are kind of coming into contact with many of us. I was asking Judy if she thought that, you know, the people's carving the skulls, if they were doing it with a certain intention for healing, or if they were doing it, you know, to make money, or if they were just, you know, where they are, if they're in China, if they're in the US, if it matters for what is created. And I'd love for you to share your answer to me on the air, Judy.
Right. Well, I was saying that there are amazing carvers like Raven in the States and Leandro in Brazil, and they carve specifically with the intention of creating a healing being. But there are now a lot of factories churning them out in China. But what always amazes me is how much care those guys have taken, because they will position a mark. They've seen what's in the stone and they've brought it out, and they'll position something like a headband on one of mine, mm-hmm. so that it gives it character. And yeah. those skulls don't need much further work. Mm-hmm. If you get a guy who's had a very bad Friday afternoon, we have, I don't know whether you have them in the States, we have Friday afternoon cars in England. The ones that come off the production line and they never quite work. You know, they're with me tweaking.
That's funny.
Well, you get a few skulls like that, which brings me into what do you do with your skulls.
Yes.
But before we get to that, I just want to go back to what we were saying about how people receive information.
Yes.
Because it's really crucial to how they work with their skull. Some people will hear either externally or internally, a voice which yeah. communicates with them. But a lot of people actually receive it through their body. So they'll get feelings, sensations, or they will just know. And
yes.
I think just knowing is always a tricky one until you learn to trust it, because
yes.
you have to open your mouth and say it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is all very much linked into when you first get your skull, the first thing I always do is to cleanse it. Now, it won't clear out any higher consciousness, but it will, as with all crystals, clear anything which the crystal has picked up along the way. Crystals absorb energy very rapidly,
yes.
and some of them, that is their job, to clean and transmute energy. So I clean mine with Petal Tone, Clear to Light, and Z14 essences, which were made because I kept moaning about how long it took to clean crystals when you've got as many as me. By the more conventional methods. So David Isto, who makes Petal Tone, came around and said, here, I'll try this. So I put a drop of Clear to Light, drop of Z14, which clears etheric levels as well, onto my crystal, and then I'm ready to tune in. And I find that the quickest way for everybody is just to hold them and let themselves feel the energy.
Mm.
And you can get a sense of, if it feels a bit scratchy, itchy, you begin to twitch a bit, move your feet and hands, you know,
mm-hmm.
then that skull needs further work to invite a higher being in. If you just go, oh, that's really nice, then you know you've got the right sort of consciousness in the skull already. So what I do, if it needs further cleaning, I will ask that the consciousness that's there, if indeed there is one, because some of the skulls tend to pick up beings that are a bit close to Earth on the astral level, and they really don't have much wisdom to impart. So I ask them to be taken off to the light, and then I invite the right consciousness, the right higher being, to come in and inhabit that skull. And then for me, then the next stage, again, that most people in a workshop will be able to instantly look at the skull's eyes and communicate through the eyes. Sometimes they need to put it to their own third eye. And there also, I've included in the book, a lot of holds which help to activate the skull. And some people find that sitting them on their lap, holding their hands around the skull, and then the skull will start to communicate what it sees on a subtle level. But it, as with everything to do with crystals, I'm sure you'd agree, it's a question of finding the way that works for you. It isn't a question of there is only one right way to do this.
Yes, I think that's really important.
I encourage people, well, try it this way, try it that way. See what happens if you face a skull towards you. See what happens if you face a skull away.
Yes.
And very quickly, the skull begins to communicate, and it will tell you whether it's here to help with earth healing, whether it's here to help with your healing, whether it's here to support you physically, or whether it's a journeying skull. Journeying skulls are wonderful because you start to sort of lean over to one side and kind of move your awareness out of your body. They've got a very quick way of telling you, I'm a journeying skull. And then if it's going to be a channeling skull to channel information, you will find that you begin to get images and words coming out of your mouth that are what I call a straight through job. It just comes into my head and straight out of my mouth.
Yep. Yeah. And do you think, is it important for people who are connecting and working with their skulls, is it important for them to do a kind of grounding themselves as well?
Oh, absolutely. I more and more, I keep telling people now, ground yourself first. Whatever you're doing, whether you're meditating, whether you're having a mindful moment, whether you're doing crystal healing or crystal skull work, if you are grounded and connected to the planet, then you bring the energy down here where it's needed.
Yes.
And I use a very quick meditation of putting roots into the earth.
Yes, from the bottom of the feet. Or the base of the spine.
Out of the bottom of the feet and down you go.
Yes.
Some people kind of go, ooh, I don't know that I want to be that grounded. But actually, it doesn't, it doesn't hold you fast.
No.
But it does connect you in, and it gives you this very stable core to work with, and this sense actually of being centered in yourself. And then you can distinguish between what is the right kind of work to be doing with it and what's all an illusion. Because this is an area where, as with everything psychic, you need discernment and discrimination.
Yes, and it can be really hard.
Yeah, you can hear some real rubbish.
Yeah.
Some amazing stuff. And I think, let's have the amazing stuff.
I agree with that.
Rubbish.
Do you think, you know, when we talk about the kind of grumpy skulls or Horus, is there such a thing as a skull with like a dark energy? Or is it more like it's kind of a spectrum?
It's a spectrum. And, I mean, Horace, I can't tell you how many times I thought, perhaps I need to put this skull into the earth and let it literally go back to the earth, because yeah. He was so grumpy. But it was because I knew his history and I knew where he'd been that yeah. I knew he needed so much healing.
Yeah.
That's presumably why he came to me and didn't just go out of the door with somebody who would have tuned in to that level of grumpiness. But there are skulls that are dark.
Yeah.
But it's not an evil. There's a huge difference between dark energy and evil energy.
That's a really great point. Can you elaborate on that?
Some of the black obsidians and things like that, they have a really dark energy, but it'll go deep, deep down. It's very cathartic. It will clear and cleanse some absolutely ingrained stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't stuff that would respond to somebody shining a bright light on it.
I think what you're talking about is like shadow work.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's interesting.
These skulls absolutely understand what that energy feels like. They know how to work with it, and they know how to transmute it.
And that can be very powerful, not something to be afraid of.
Absolutely. You know? I think you need the right guidance. If you're a beginner, obviously, you need to have somebody standing by to help you. But if you're experienced, you can do some of the most amazing work with their help.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to talk, when we come back from the break to wrap up the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about the types of work. We've touched upon journeying and channeling a little bit. We're also going to talk about, very briefly when we come back, scrying and reading the Akashic Record and what that is. And then we're also going to talk a little bit more about crystal kind of metaphysics and healing, and maybe even touch on some of the new crystals that have been discovered recently. I know we talked about one of them. So stay tuned, and I will be back with Judy Hall to wrap up the show on Crystal Skulls here on Lucid Planet Radio in a couple minutes.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I'm here with Judy Hall, and we are wrapping up the show about the crystal skulls and more. And one thing that's really amazing that we haven't actually touched upon is the uses of crystals and what this material really is. I mean, I'm sitting here on my laptop looking at my phone, the screen, the processor. It's made with crystals. I mean, crystals store information. Isn't that right, Judy?
It is. And it's something that science is really catching up with. I mean, crystals have always been used to store information. It's just that in many cases, we've lost the key to reading them. But the skulls connect to that information. All crystals have information stored in them. But when I was researching the Crystal Skulls book, what got me really excited was that up the road from me at Southampton University and in various other places, scientists have been creating these little tiny slivers of quartz bonded together, and they can store more information than there is in the whole world already, and they will last for millions of years. And crystals have done that. They've been in the earth since the beginning. In fact,
yes,
they've been in the earth since before the beginning. Because everything that's in the earth came from somewhere else and got bonded together.
Yes.
And we were talking about journeying with skulls.
Yes.
I did a wonderful journey one time back to the beginning of this universe. It was quite clear there'd been something else before, but there was it was like a big bang, an explosion of material. And I was coming in with the soul of Mother Earth, and there were diamonds and gold and things like that sparkling around us, as well as all the cosmic dust. And I was told that the cosmic dust was consciousness. Mm. And when I told this to a scientist, also from Southampton University, who's email name is Mystic, so I knew it was okay. I told him about this, and he said, well, both diamonds and gold couldn't have started life on this planet. We didn't have the right temperatures. We didn't have the right situation. Huh. They must have come in at the beginning.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, yes. You know, that means they hold the memory. They hold the information right back. And I think all crystals do. Some are just easier to read. Quartz is particularly easy to read.
So when we talk about Lemurian seed quartz and record keepers, is that a reference to kind of, and there were stories, right, about these crystal skulls that stored all of the ancient knowledge from Lemuria and Atlantis. Is that where all of that comes from?
Yes, yes. And they are the perfect receptacle for that.
And does anyone have one of those? Because I want to touch
well,
it.
Well, I mean, there are skulls that are claimed to go back that far.
Yeah.
But of course, there's no provenance. You know, there's no link, proven chain of evidence. And so it's impossible to tell how long ago some of the skulls were carved. But most of the ones that have been tested at the moment go back 1,500 years at the most. But Lemurian seed, mm-hmm. I mean, I have two Lemurian seed, mm-hmm. and it has a completely different feel to an ordinary quartz, for instance. Not knocking ordinary quartz, but the Lemurian seed is buzzing with information.
Now, are these the ones that were found above the ground? Or
well,
am I thinking
found, okay. Loose. Unfortunately, yeah. in mining them, the cliff has disappeared. Yeah. They were found in sand, just lying there loose. And if you run your finger up a Lemurian seed crystal, it is like going up a ladder.
Yeah, and it's got those striations.
I work a lot with the Akashic Record,
yes,
which is an energy field. It's not a thing floating in space. You know, it's around us. It's an energetic field. But Lemurians will take you to read that field really quickly, really easily. And it not only has everything that's happened, it has everything that could have happened, everything that might happen in the future,
yeah.
and you just have to plug in order to be able to read it. So skulls are perfect for scrying, because actually if you look into the back of a clear skull, or a skull that's got inclusions in it, that it's like looking into a crystal ball, but it takes you deep, deep, deep into a state of consciousness. It actually changes your brainwave so that you can access more easily metaphysical information rather than psychic information. It reads the energy patterns.
It's funny, you're reminding me of the Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, where they look into the skull, and I think that Kate Blanchett's character says something along the lines of, you know, it affects a part of the brain that usually isn't affected, and it creates these experiences. So maybe there's a tiny bit of truth in that in the film, perhaps.
I think there's a lot of truth. And I think, you know, when they get round to brain scanning people who are actually working with crystal skulls, they might get some surprises. I'm looking forward to them doing that.
You should call your friends at Southampton and have them put you in the MRI machine.
Well, they have been doing things like scanning the brains of people who've been through near-death experiences to see if it's changed their brain.
Oh, that's interesting.
They do amazing things there. If I wasn't so claustrophobic, I'd volunteer, but the idea of being shut in a machine... I don't think so. I think I'd rather look into a skull.
Yep, exactly. you know, as we're wrapping up the show, I just had to ask, I think it's amazing that we've lived on the planet for however many thousands of years humans have been evolving, and these stones, these minerals, these crystals are like hundreds and hundreds of millions of years, possibly billions of years old, and we keep discovering new ones. And I just think that's amazing. It's like a gift from the earth, you know, in times when we need it. And I saw on your blog, Judy, a discussion of some new crystals. Are there any of these that are particularly intriguing that perhaps some of our listeners might want to obtain?
Well, the one that I'm most excited about at the moment is the ancestralite that's been found in Canada. We called it ancestralite because it literally connects you to the whole ancestral line, and you can go back through your ancestral line and heal things which may be way back. And that so closely fits in with all the work that's being done now on the second generation survivor trauma and people who've been not themselves the subject of the trauma, but their parents were, or their grandparents, and it's being passed down, and they can actually measure the genetic changes. And ancestralite seems to have the ability to switch back on the beneficial and switch off the not beneficial.
That's amazing.
We've only had that crystal for the last less than a year. And I've got a big piece sitting waiting for me to find a carver to carve it into a skull. That's going to be so exciting.
Oh, wow.
But we've been working with pieces. And so for me, I really feel that ancestral healing, we've done a lot of karmic healing over the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us have worked in that field. But I feel ancestral healing and this idea of actually being able to switch off the effect of ancient traumas is just so exciting. And then the various forms of golden healer quartz which have been coming out. And often they're from one place only. And it's like the earth says, here you are, you need this, and out pops something, or somebody digs down. And the rainbow myonite was a brilliant example of that. It's just sort of one hole in the ground where Kelly sticks her head in. Amazing.
I love it. Judy, I'm so sorry to cut you off. That's all we have time for today.
Okay.
But thank you so much. And just really, it was wonderful to have you on. And thank you to everyone for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio. Next week, I will be here with Brandon Beecham, the host of the Positive Head Radio Show, talking about spirituality and consciousness. So continuing on this thread, crystal healing and good vibes to you. And I will see you next week. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.